Question is, according to Rav Chaim Kerr, that there is only one chsime. So when is that chsime recited? When is that chsime recited? After everything. After Nishmas, after Ishtabach. How is it recited? Is it recited in the form of Melech Mehulo Batishbocheis? Or it's recited in the form of Chayla? Now, there is no raya brure, but there is a slight deal from the Russian of the kitzu, the hilchas psochim b'tzohom rabinosh. I mean that page. I mean after the Rosh am psochim. So there on the last daf of the kitzu of the b'tzohom, the hilchas psochim b'tzohom, and the last column on top there. So he says the third line from the top, second column. Umvorich al mizene keis revi, gemer olav halek, ve'eini mivorich lifonov. Ve'imir olav, birkas ashir, da'ani alucho. Umi sherog leima, gam nishmas kol chai, lo yachtim bi alucho. Lo yachtim gam alucho. Ve'lo yeima kol yalucho. Elo, ad boruch ato ad ishev. So that was this the sheet of Rav Chaim Kerr. And you see in our Psochim he also discusses it. So that means that's the sheet of Rav Chaim Kerr. And then he says, V'cheisei b'nishmas kol chai. Now the Rosh here, you see, he says the same thing in the Rosh, but in the Rosh there is no Rosh from which you could be retired. Here, when he has reference to the sheet of Rav Chaim Kerr, so he says, V'mishirog leimar kam nishmas kol chai. So, lo yachtim yaluch. So, I mean, that's from the Chaim Kerr sheet. As he points out in the Rosh. But, not as the Rashbam says, that you have to have tuchsimes, you have to say tuchsimes, but just one chsime. So, mimele, yaluch ho, you're not chesim. Velo yima kol yaluch. So, in other words, he says, yaluch ho, up to the conclusion. The boruch hatu ad Hashem, melech potish boches. Ad velo yad bichlal. Ela ad boruch hatu ad Hashem, melech mulatish boches, velo yad bichlal. So it's mashma that, in other words, he says, "V'lo yachtim bi'alucho." So when does he say, if he would be chesim bi'alucho at the beginning? So then he would say, "Bo chatan Hashem melachim v'atshbaches." After Halo is certain, he wouldn't say chayilamim. So since he says, "V'lo yachtim bi'alucho," "V'lo yemakol alucho," "Ad bo chatan Hashem," so and he waits till after Nishmas, then he's chesim. So it's mashma what chesim chayilomim. Not, and I'm sorry, not chayilomim, but boruch ata Hashem melech mul v'tishboches. So it's mashma, and from other rishonim it's also mashma that according to Rav Chaim Kerr, so the chesim there is only one chesim, but the chesim is after Yishtabach, but the chesim. So you could say, you could argue, very logically, since there is no chesim after Yishtabach. Then you have to be chesim after Yishtabach, so you should be chesim in the regular chesim of Yishtabach. So it's mashmano that according to Rav Chaim Kerr, so you are chesim boruch ata Hashem melech mul v'tishboches. So why is it like that? Because melech mul v'tishboches is you see, because this the form of melech mul v'tishboches, on one hand, actually, he recited two Shvach V'Yidoyes. One Shvach V'Yidoyes that is peculiar to Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Shvach V'Yidoyes that is expressed in Halel. And the other Shvach V'Yidoyes that is not peculiar to Yetzias Mitzrayim. That we say every Shabbos and every Yom Tov, Mishmas. That's the general Shvach V'Yidoyes. For the general Chassodim, not for the unique Chassodim with Israel, but the general Chassodim that Ribbono Shalom rewards every human being, Jew or non-Jew. So we should say, so it from the Russian of Rav Chaim Kerr, that actually there would be nothing wrong in having tuchsimes, because it's two separate Shvach V'Yidoyes. But it's mashma that the Chachomim from the Russian of the Gemara, it's mashma that the Chachomim can only one brach. Only one pochet. Al pisecho, there could be two chsinis. And what do we see? That the chachomim, were misakin only one pochet. So the form of the pochet must partake of the pattern of both pochets, of the pattern of Hallel and of the pattern of the general Shema HaLibah. Now, what kind of an expression partakes of both patterns, Melech Mulu Batish Boches? Because, you see, the chsine of Melech Mulu Batish Boches is mentioned also in the general Shema HaLibah. That's it, in Bor Shoma. In Bor Shoma. So that's the Broch Lefoneo. So we have in the general Shvach Midoyev, we say the general Shvach Midoyev every day, before Ochel. So we say something, and it has the Brocha Lefaneo and the Brocha Lechachel. What's the form of the Chsime, of the Brocha Lefaneo, of the general Shvach Midoyev? Melech Mulu Batish Boches. What's the form of the Chsime in the Brocha Lechachel of the general Shvach Midoyev? Melech Yochid Keil Cheilomi. Now, here, actually, we give two shvachrit. We give the shvachrit doye that is peculiar to Tzias Mitzrayim. That's the chal. And then we give shvachrit doye, the general shvachrit doye. That's the nishmas. That's the nishmas. But we see that the chachomim didn't find it necessary to have this. And they were misake, that Rabbi Chaim Kain is mitayik from the wash. Birkas Hashir. Just one chsime. So it is taber that the chsime should be a chsime that partakes of the pattern of both shvach midoyes. Now, if they would be misake, that in the end he's just chesed. Baruch atah Hashem, keilu melech gadol batish boches, keilu hidoyes aden floyes, habeichem b'sherzimu melech yochid keilu cheilu amin. Then it would partake of the pattern of the shvach, of the general shvach midoyes. It wouldn't correspond and it wouldn't conform to the pattern of the peculiar Shvach Vidoye that revolves completely and exclusively around Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if he says, if he concludes, after Yishtabach, Broches Vidoye is Matra Adelo, and then he says, according to Rabbi Chaim Keir, Boruch Atzor Ad Hashem, Melech Mulu Batish Broches, so Mimele, on one hand, it conforms to the pattern of the chsime of the general shvach vidoyeh. That's in Bor Shoma. We have two broches in connection with the general shvach vidoyeh. And on the other hand, it forms to the pattern of the shvach vidoyeh of Hallel. So that's better. That's why the Rosh says that the contra Rabbi Chaim Kain. So we have to say Melech Mihulo Batish Boches. All right.
20 seconds, Shur and Arve Pachim.
That Gemara I mentioned last time. One deal is the deal said that we have from Rabbanu the big email of the Sahara, the email Allah got Vibra Tal. So according to this Gersa, so the fifth course has no mocking. But then the Gersa of all the game is not Rivi Gimel of Israel, but Ishi Emerol of Halagot, Dibur Avta. So that's the mocking, so the Gersa Sagemi is the mocking for the Shite of the fifth course. For the Shite of the fifth course. Now, that the Rashbam's Gersa is Horegasinon, Todrabonon, Rivi Gimel of Sahar, Vimalakot, Rado, it's Lafuke. And Rashi also says, Horegasinon, Rivi Gimel of Sahar. So they reject the Gersa's again. Now those who have the Gersa's again, that Hamishit is Gimel of Sahar, not Gimel of Sahar, Hamishit is Gimel of Halagot, Vimalakot. Those who have that game, so they have been working for the fifth course. Now, but there are three shittes. Now, the shitte of the Balamoyer, and I don't know of any other Rishon who agrees with the Balamoyer. The shitte of the Balamoyer is, he also has the Gersa's again. Tonu Hamishi, Eimer Olo Baal HaKotu, Div Rav Tarfin, and he said that, according to Rav Tarfin, So all the five cases are cases shel chiyuv, and nothing is chilek on the mish. So meila we don't pass like Ratav. So that's the balamoya shit. I don't know of any other ishi who agrees with the balamoya. So his shita is that Rav Tav is chilek on the Mishneh, and instead of four cases, five cases. There are five cases. Then, but all the other Rishayim, they say there's no machlokes. So then, some Rishayim say, the Geinim, most of the Geinim say, they are Geiris, Chamishi, Eimer Olov Alev HaGadol, and they say, true, the Mishneh mentions only four cases. So that's four cases shel chiyuv. And then the fifth cause is the kosher mitzvah, not rishus, according to the gaining, most gaining, but not chaybo either. In other words, it's a kosher mitzvah, but it's not a chaybo. In other words, not a mass. Four cases is a mass. And the fifth cause is a mitzvah amufcha. It's not a mass. The gavid of all cases, so the Yerushalmi says, that one of them, I think, so as a result of drinking wine, Pesach night, so he had a headache, till Shavuos, and still the Yerushalmi says that he was mechuyev to drink wine, so it's a must for cases. The fifth case is a mitzvah, but not a chayim. But then, the Arishay, the Rabbi Yo, the Rabbi Yisiftein, the Elem, who also accept the girls again of Hamishi Eimer Olav Alev HaGadol, but they say it's not a mitzvah, it's just a rishus. But it's not a rishus just to drink. He has no rishus to drink because there is a nisya after four cases to drink any wine. Whether there is a nisya to drink any other mashkin, also that's a machloket Rishonim. But wine, everybody agrees. I mean, that's a mission for Reshef, that the same thing is after Kosrevi, but he has a rishus to have a fifth kosher broche, but it's not a kosher, it's a rishus. Kosher broche rishus. It's, I mean, a very interesting thing. A kosher broche rishus. That's according to Rabbi Yisrael Berlin, and Mimele, they say that he shouldn't do it, except if he's an Easterness. And he has to drink. He feels, it doesn't mean has to drink, that it's indispensable for himself. He just feels like it. So the meal is an easterness. So then there is a kos chamishi, kos brocher chamishi, shalvishus. So in other words, those who have the girls is again, that chamishi hebel or valva godu, so there are three shittes, the balamoya shite, that the fifth course, according to Tauf, is a chaybo, and is chaylik on the mission. It's a must, but we don't pass like Tauf. Then the shita is again, that it's a case of mitzvah, but not chaybo, and the shita from Yisrael, Rav Yo, there is a case chamishi, but it's only a case of rishus. And there are more pastons, like that shita is rishayim, as a case of rishus, for an instance, there are more pastons, like that shita. That's why, I mean, we don't have the practice. If we had paskins like the gaining, and which is also the shit of the beef and the Rambam, that it's a case chamishi shal mitzvah, so then the universal practice should be, I mean, for those for whom it's not difficult to drink the beef, of course, they should all drink. Why shouldn't they at all? You can have a mitzvah namufra. Why shouldn't they do it? Tof Piale. So he says, Umishi Uistles, Oitoyev Halve, Lishtes, Yoche Lishtes Kes Hamishi, Vyemerol of Halag. Vyemerol of Halag. So he passes like that. Now, so that's in accordance with the Girsa of Keis Chamishi Yimol HaBalakot. Otherwise, he didn't have any shoes to drink. Now, just as we have various shittes in regard to the broche of Kisrevi. So in other words, so first of all, we have a machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yechon, because the Mishnah says, Revi Gimel of Esa'alel, Ve'imel of Birkas Ashiya, Ve'imel of Birkas Ashiya. So we have a machlekes, what does Birkas Ashiya mean? Rav Yehuda says, it means Yalucho, Rav Yechon says, it means Nishmas. Now, so the Rashbam, Teisves, the Rosh, the Tur, they all passed like Rav Yechon. They all passed like Rav Yechon. Whether Rav Yechon is Chelikam and Rav Yehuda, or is Meitziv Rav Yehuda, on that point there is also Machlokes. So, for the Rashbam, and the Rosh, and the Tur, they all passed like Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon. However, the Rambam, Rambam Rom Kohen, and the Rif and the Rambam, they passed like Rav Yehuda. That Birkas Ashiya doesn't mean Ishmas. It means just Yaluch. Now, and then, if we say that Aloch is like Rav Yechonen, so then there are several shittes. How does he say it? What's the say there? In other words, so there is one shite that he says first the Hallel. He says the Hallel. And then he says Yalucho, and up to the Chsime, and he doesn't say the Chsime. And then he starts in Ishmas. And then he says Ishtabach, and he concludes with the regular Chsime of Ishtabach. I mean, this is the minhag of the Nusa of the Ashkenaz, Lagones, in other words. So we say Hallel, and then we say Yalucho. We are not chasing the regular chasim of Yalucho, Mulo Batish Boches, but we proceed to say Nishmas, and then Nishtabach, and then we are chasing the regular chasim of Nishtabach. That's the Nusach of the Hagodes Ashkenazis. That's the Nusach. And who says in so many words that we should say it? Who says explicitly that's the Nusach Ashkenaz. Who says that we should say it? I mean, the Torah doesn't say it, there doesn't pass, and we should say it like that, and still, all the Haggadah Ashkenazi is, follow it up. So, I know of one Rishon who says explicitly that we should say it that way. That's Rashi in Sefer HaParas. Kuf Lamed Reis. He says it like that. That's the Nusach of the Haggadah Ashkenazi. And then there is another Nusach. That's the Nusach of the Sfaradi, and there's the Shite of the Bes Yosef, of the Mechaber, and the Ramo isn't Chilekam Mechaber on that. But still, even though the Ramo is not Chilekam Mechaber in respect to that Nusach, but Ashkenazim, most of them, I mean, do not follow them, but the Shite of the Bes Yosef, which is the Shite of Rabbi Yosef ibn Ben Aramoi. The Bes Yosef mentions it. So we say like as follows. We say Hallel. And then we don't say Yalucho. Then we proceed to say Nishmas. Then we say Yishtabach. Up to Brochesu Ido Yismato Adilom. And then we say Yalucho, and we conclude Melech Lulach Shvach. There's the Nusach of the Agoda of the Svarad. And there's the Shit of Rav Yosef Ben Imara Noe, and the Bes Yosef Shit, and the Bach. The Taz says that we should say that the Taz and the Hokiyako says that we should say it in accordance with the Nusach of Rashi and Sefer HaParas, which is the Agoda of the Ashkenazi. But then there is another Shite, and I don't know of any substantial group of Jews who says it, but there is another Shite that's the Rashbam, that we say Hallel, and then after Hallel we say Yalucho, and we are Chesed, and then After we are say Melech Lulav Atishpoches, so we proceed with Nishmas, and then Yishtavach, and then again Melech Lulav Atishpoches. Melech Lulav Atishpoches. And there is another shita that we say Yaluluho, and after the Hallel, but we are not chasing. Then we say Nishmas, and then Yishtabach, and then at Bochus Boys Batas Bogom. But we are not chasing the regular chasime of Yishtabach. But then we say Yaluluho, and we are chasing. And then there is another shit that we say Hallel, and we don't say Yaluluho. You don't say Yaluluho. And then we say Nishmas, and then we say Yishtabach, and then Brochis and Dois Matar Delon, but instead of being Chesed with the regular Chesim of Yishtabach in accordance with the Shita of Rashi in Pardes, so we are Chesed both Brochis and Dois Matar Delon, and then we say both Hatra Dishem Melech Lulav Atishpoches. So you have so many shittas, but there are two nuschoids. That the nusach of the Haggadah of the Ashkenazim, which consists in saying Hallel, and then saying Nishmas, and then Yishtabach, and then saying Hallel, and then say Yalucho, but not Chesed Yalucho, then say Nishmas, and then say Yishtabach, and the Chesed the regular Chesed of Yishtabach. That's one nusach. That of the among the Ashkenazim, no, okay, among the Ashkenazim, and then the other nusach of this world. So we say Hallel, and then we say Nishmas, and then Yishtabach until Brochus Bois Matvat Elo. Then we say Yaluluho, and we are chasing the Yaluluho. There's the nusach of this world. I mentioned so many nusachos and one. Nusach, I forgot. There's the Nusach of the Sheet of the Rav Yom. I mean that was my name. The mentions the Rav Yom and the Maral Meprog in his Agode. He adapted it. But see, I mean all the other Nuschoyes, so they have Halal Agodol. Now, I forgot to mention Halal Agodol, but I meant when I said Halal, and then I said Nishma, so I forgot, I omitted. But after Hallel, so comes Halal Agodol, and then Nishmas. I forgot to mention it. But according to all the other Nishoyes that I mentioned until now, so it means Hallel, then Halal Agodol, then Nishmas. So whenever I mentioned the Shite, Hallel, then Yalucho, then Nishmas, I meant Hallel, Yalucho, Halal Agodol, Nishmas. But the Shite of the Rabbi is that first, after he says Hallel, so he says Nishmas with Yishtabach, Brochis Vidois Ma'atov Adelom, and then he says Alagot. And that's the Nusach Moral Miproksagode. But all the other shittes, so when let's say, being the Nusach of the Ashkenazim and the Svardim, so the Ashkenazim, so they say Hallel. They say Hallel, and then they say Yalucho, but they're not chesim Yalucho, and then they say Halal Godol, and then they say Nishmas, and then Yishtabach, and they are chesim Yishtabach, and then the Agodah of the Svardim, so they say Hallel, and after Hallel they say Halal Godol, and after Halal Godol they say Nishmas, then they say Yishtabach, until Brochus Vidois Matar Adelom, then they say Yalucho, and the Achisei, the regular Chesim of Yalucho. But according to Rav Yom, around the Prog, so after Hallel, you say Nishmas Yishtabach until Brochus Vidois Matar Adelom, and then you say Halal Agodol, and after Halal Agodol, you say Yalucho, and after Yalucho, so and then you are chasing with Yalucho, the way you are chasing with Yalucho. All right. So there are all kinds of nischoyes, but there are two main nischoyes of the Ashkenazi and the Sfar. Now, According to those who say that there is a fifth course, and suppose someone follows up the fifth course, what is the nusach then? What's the nusach then? So then, according to the one who says that there is a fifth course, so there is a fifth course, so not so it depends. The other shame will pass like Havyu, and the other shame will pass like Havyu. So those Rishayim who pass that there is a fifth course, so for someone who has a fifth course, if we pass, so Rabbam Goyen, he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbam Goyen. And the Rif and the Rambam, they also pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So Mimele, there is no Nishmas altogether. If we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, so there is no Nishmas. Nishmas is not mentioned. Where, who mentions Nishmas? Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yechanan mentions Nishmas in connection with Berkas Hashiach. But if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, so Nishmas is eliminated. Nishmas is eliminated if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So Mele, now the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, but he also passes that if one wants to drink a fifth course, all right, it's a mitzvah namufa, but it's not a chayvah. Suppose someone decides not to be mikayim this mitzvah namufra, so he drinks only four cases. So according to the Rambam, so he says Hallel, and then he says Yalucho, and he's chasing with Yalucho, and he drinks the fourth course. And suppose he wants to drink a fifth course, so according to the Rambam, who passes like Rabbi Yehuda, so he says Hallel Agodol, he says Hallel Agodol, and he's not chasing with any bracha on the fifth course. So it's a case of bracha without a chesime, Baruch Atah Hashem. He doesn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, but he just says over the fifth course, he recites Hallel Agodol. And then he drinks. That's the Rambam Shem. Now, but there are several other shittes. Interesting shittes. And the Rav Sadi Goyen, the most remarkable shitte is the Rav Sadi Goyen. I mean, it's very strange shittes. Rav Sadi Goyen shitte is that it's a mitzvah ramufcha to have it five cases, not four cases. So Rav Sadi Goyen says that over the fourth course, he recites the Hallel, but he's not chasing over the fourth course. No bracha. Over the fifth course, he recites the Hallel Agodol, and he's chasing. Now the two, Simon Tov Pial, Keis Hamishi Lo Yuska Lo Yersas Hashbah. When I say it, so if it's not mentioned, the Rashbam's Gersi is Revi Gimel Olam Zahalem. So Hamish is not mentioned, so if it's not mentioned, you're not allowed to have a kiss Hamish. Hamish. V'chein yire, oh, when I say it, Ukach Piresh, She'im Yehal Agodol Al Kis Dalet. Since his game is Kis Revi Gimel Olam Zahalem Vimel Agodol, so b'meile, you have to say Hal Agodol Al Kis Al Kis Dalet. You say, Shamim, so you have to say, Ki, Hala Godel, so Al Kis Dalet. V'chei Yirem Yidu Rav Nahai, She Nisha Levon, Ashkechon Rav Sadye, She Eimeya, Mi She Reitzer Mishtis Ki Sei, Yeimer Olo. So Rav Nahai says, that Rav Sadye says, Mi She Reitzer Mishtis Ki Sei, Yeimer Olo Hala Godel. So you should say Hala Godel over Ki Sei. V'yami Achim Alo Lucho. So the Beis Yosef explains, what does it mean by Yamiach Yalucho? He should omit Yalucho over Kis Dalet. He should leave it. He should postpone the Yalucho for the Kis Chamish. So maybe when he concludes the Hallel, so he shouldn't say Yalucho. And he should say it after the Kis Chamish. In other words, after the Halagot. He shouldn't say it after the Hallel, after Halal Mitzri. But he should say it after Halagot, after Halagot. Aval Achshol. So that way, so there is no chesim. So according to Rav Sadi Goyen, if you drink five cases, so over the fourth course there is no chesim. You say Halal. The last chapter is of Halal. and you're not chayzer. Over the fifth course, over the fifth course, you say halagodol, and then when you conclude the halagodol, so you say alucho and you are chayzer according to Rav Sadik. Aval achshav bo talmidim v'yomru she'akol keis v'keis. I mean, this was the tshuv, the shaila that was sent to Rav Sadik. It's not Rav Sadik who's lost. So then the sheol said it. Aval achshav bo talmidim v'yomru she'akol keis v'keis tzor broch lach. But the talmidim of Rav Sadik, they were chelik Rav Sadik. And they said, no, there is a chsime after the fourth course, and there is a chsime after the fifth course. So according to the Talmidim, al kol keis we say peva yaluch achahal. So after the halal, he says yaluch. V'cheis min melech nulobatish bochis. V'sheise keis he. And then in sheise keis he. V'imri molov halagodol. V'cheis min v'nishmas kol chai. Adabeche v'shime zinbo. That means Melach Yochid Keil Cheilom. So the Talmidim of Rav Sadik Goyen say, according to Rav Sadik Goyen, if you drink five cases, but in the fourth course, you're not chesed, so you just say Halal, you don't say Yalucha. And then you say Yalah Godol of the fifth course, and after the conclusion of Halal Godol, you say Yalucha Yachesed. According to the Talmidim of Rav Sadik Goyen, so you have a chesed in the fourth course, and you have a chesed in the fifth course. So in the fourth course, you say Yalucho Acha Halel V'Cheis Min Melech Mulo Batish Bochas. Cheis Min Melech Mulo Batish Bochas. In other words, so it appears. I mean that both Rav Sadik Goyen and the Talmid of Sadik Goyen pass like Rav Yehudi. So in other words, so there is no nishmas in the fourth course. There is no nishmas in the fourth course. There is no nishmas in the fourth course. So all you have to say on the fourth course is halal. So, but where is the contrast? Are you going? You're not chesim. So, according to Talmidim, you are chesim. Then you take the fifth course and you say over the fifth course, you say halal agadol. You say the halal agadol, and then after that you say so v'sheisim kisei v'im la'agadol v'cheisim. So you say halakotu, and then nishmas kolchai adabeche b'shezim. So either that the Talmidim of Rav Sadik Goyen, so they, Rav Sadik Goyen certainly passes like Rav Yehudi, because Rav Sadik Goyen said that over the fourth course he just says halal, and that's all. And then over the fifth course he says halakotu. And that's all. Doesn't mention nishmas. But the Talmidim of Rav Sadik Goyen, they say that on the fourth course, he says halal. And then after halal, he says yalucho, chesim melchum lashbochas. Then, kesei, so imuol of halav agodol, and after halagodol, they say nishmas, and yishtabach, and then he concludes with the regular chsime of Yishtach, but he says nishmas. So Rav Sadik Goyen did not mention nishmas. Either over the fourth course or over the fifth course. The Talmidim of Rav Sadik Goyen. So they don't mention nishmas in connection with the fourth course, but they mention nishmas in connection with the fifth course. So Rav Sadik Goyen obviously passes like Rav Yehudi, just as Rav Avraham Goyen passes like Rav Yehudi. So there is no nishmas. But the Talmidim of Rav Sadik Goyen, so they do the mention nishmas, but not in connection with the fourth course, but in connection with the fifth course. So what is it? Do they pass like Rav Yehudi, or they pass like Rav Yehudi? So it could be either way. The Talmidim of Sadik Goyen, we could explain that. That they pass like Rav Yehudi. So Memele, there is no nishmas mentioned in the Mishnah. Birkas Hashiach, when the Mishnah says Birkas Hashiach, so that is the Birkas Hashiach that is reference to Yalucho. So there is no, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no, so there is no Birkas Hashir, so I mean Nishmas is not mentioned in the Mishneh, but in connection with the fifth course, so they are the girls, Chamishim, Eimer Olav Alav HaGodol, so apparently, so it could be that Nishmas has to be coupled with Halago, with Halago. Why should Nishmas be coupled? After all, if they pass like Rav Yehuda, so that means that when the Mishnah says Birkas Hashir, it means Yalucho. So Nishmas is not mentioned in the Mishnah. So what Shaychas is there? What Shaychas is there of Nishmas in connection with the fifth course? Because true, the Talmidim of Tzadik Goyin and the Gir say Hamishim of Allah God. But it doesn't say Eimor Va'agodol V'Nishmas. But still, there is a Shaychas, according to Talmid of Tzadik Goyin, between Halagodol and Nishmas. Now I said the last year, so I said that there are two Shvach Vidoyes. One Shvach Vidoye that revolves exclusively around Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's called, that's the Hal. That's why it's called Hal HaMitzri. Why is it called Hal HaMitzri? Because the whole Shvach V'Idoya of Halel revolves around Yetzias Mitzrayim. B'tzeis Yisroel Mitzrayim. So whenever we say Halel over another Yeshua, so it's also because the other Yeshua is a Hemshech of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But this is a Shvach V'Idoya that revolves completely around Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then we have Shvach V'Idoye. Yeah, every day in the Pesukim, a Broches V'Idoye, it's not only Shvach. Broches V'Idoye is the general Shvach V'Idoye, for the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, so the Melech, so Nishmas and Nishtabach is expressive of the general Shvach V'Idoye. Now, Halagodol is also expressive of the general Shvach V'Idoye. The Gemara says, Hane Esrim Vishisho Heibu Lo Mashniko Shmi Hala Godo Om Rabbi Yechanen Mishakurish Borcho Yeshe Berim Mishalei Om Umchalek Mizein Yischol Beri. That is not peculiar to Yisrael, for all human beings. So is the general Chasson. And then the other minor, אומר רבי שמעון לוי, הנה 26 אוהדו כנגד מי? כנגד חובב דבי שבורא הקדוש ברוך הוא ולומי, ולא נוסר להם תירו, ויזונו יש בחסדי. So the חובב הידוס correspond with the חובב דבס prior to the tomatin tov. So ממילא, ויזונו יש בחסדי. So the general chasod. So, it could be that the Talmidim of Rav Tzadik Goyen, so they don't mention Nishmas in connection with the fourth course, because they passed like Rav Yehuda. So the Mishnah doesn't mention Nishmas, because Hashir means Yalucho. But if it drinks the fifth course, so if one doesn't drink a fifth course, so Nishmas is not recited altogether. But if someone does drink a fifth course, so the Mele, and so Emir of Halagodol, and Halagodol is expressive of the Shvach, the general Shvach Vidoye, for the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, Jews are included in the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mele, since the Halagodol is expressive of the general Shvach Vidoye, for the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Nishmas is expressive of the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Halagodol, the Talmid Rabbi Nesadye, according to Rabbi Nesadye, is to be followed by Nishmas. That's one way. And it could be that the same thing, I mean, one is not serious at the other. That what the Talmid of Rabbi Goyen say could be true even if we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So then, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so the Mishnah mentions Nishmas. But when the Mishnah mentions Nishmas, the Mishnah is not referring to someone who wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Min HaMufra or the Fifth Course. The Mishnah is reference to someone who wants to be mikayim the case is chayva. So he doesn't read kefir kos. So then the Mishnah says that he has to say because Ashir nishmas, whether it means just nishmas or it means yaluchol and nishmas. So that the other machlokes, I mean, according to the Rashbam, so Rabbi Yechonin is Meisi. So it could be, I mean, that we don't study Kohen, also agree with the Rashbam on that point, that is only Meisi. But that's only, Rabbi Yechonin says it only in regard to one who doesn't drink it, of course. But one who drinks it, of course. So Rabbi Yechonin would be made there, that the fourth course is only, so I mean that over the fourth course, so only the halal is recited. And not nishmas, because why should he recite the nishmas? Why after the halal? So the reason is because, in other words, the reason could be if he doesn't drink it, of course, some male there is no, he doesn't say the shvach v'idoye for the general chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some male he has to combine it with the peculiar Shvach V'idoye, I mean the Shvach V'idoye that revolves completely around Yetzias Mitzrayim. Masha'ikei, if he is determined to have a fifth course, so Mele, why should he combine the general Shvach V'idoye with the Shvach V'idoye for Yetzias Mitzrayim over one course? He has a separate course for it. So Mele, in such a case, so Rabbi Yechonin will also agree that Nishmas does not have to be recited over the fourth course, because it's more fitting to combine nishmas with halagodu. So it's the same pattern, because halagodu is expressive of general shvach v'idoye, and nishmas is expressive of general shvach v'idoye. Anyway, so it could be, so the Talmidim of Rav Sadi Goyen certainly paskens like Rav Yudeh, but the Talmidim of Rav Sadi Goyen could pasken like Rav Yudeh and could pasken like Rav Yechonin. But then he says, "V'sheis ekesei ve'imrim olov halal agodu v'cheitz min binishmas kol chay ad aboicher b'shirei zimu ad aboicher b'shirei zimu." So in other words, so the chsime, so the kshondam, if he drinks five cases, so the chsime of the fourth course is melamul batishpoches, and the chsime of the fifth course is yichelom, the regular chsime of mishnah. Now the Bes Yosef has the kashe. The Bes Yosef has the kashe. In top page 4. Now the two mentions. The two mentions. The last. At the end of top page 4. The fifth line from the end of Simen top page 4. So the two says, "Umaschil loylonu beloy broch." Not like Rashbam. That they are. It's not like the Rashbam, but that has nothing to do with the Lebroch. In other words, it's not like the Rashbam, that they are tuchsins. Veinechesim. Elo ad elom, mede elom ad elom ad okeo. But without saying, Boruch ata Hashem melech, mul batish boches. Then veine halakotu. That's the Rosh, the two, that's the Rosh Ite. Ve'im ha'al ha'kotu, and then Mishmas, v'chisi melech mulu v'tishpachas. Chisi melech mulu v'tishpachas. So the two mentions the Shite of the Rosh, he passes like the Rosh, that over the fourth course, so he says Halel, and then he says Yalucho, up to Ad, v'lo yad b'chlal, Ad, Boruch ha'tu ad Hashem melech mulu v'tishpachas, v'lo yad b'chlal. Then he says, Halakotu, and then he says Nishmas, and then Nishtabach, and then Nishtabach, and then he's chasing Nishtabach, not with Yochit Chaylon, the regular chasing of Nishtabach, but with both.
21st shirin, Arvei Pesachim continued.
Of Shvach and Bitoy. It could be that Hallel, both Hallel and Birkas Hashir, both composite. I mean, Shvach and Idoye, but Hallel is primarily Idoye, but it is coupled with Shvach, whereas Birkas Hashir is primarily Shvach, but it's coupled with Idoye. That could be. But both are expressive of both, of Shvach and Idoye. So Mimele, the Bach says that even the reason as to why we have two broches is because we have two kinds of Shvach Vidoye. We have the Shvach Vidoye as it is expressed in Hallel, and we have the Shvach Vidoye as it is expressed in Birkas Hashir. In Birkas Hashir. So Mimele, they require separate broches. But so then you ask, but the second, the Birkas Hashir should conclude with the regular conclusion of Chayyomim. The answer is that the conclusion of Chayyomim and the conclusion of Melech Mehul Batish Bocheis are of the same pattern. Same pattern. So Mimele, we can conclude even the Birkas Hashir with the Chsime of Melech Mehul Batish Bocheis, not Chayyomim. All right. But all that is very reasonable according to our Gilsa in the Rashba, that Rabbi Yechanan, when he says Nishmas Kol Chai, so he says that Birkas Hashir has reference to two things, to Yalucho and Nishmas. So he says, so it requires two parts. But most poskim assume that the Rosh had a different Gilsa in the Rashba, and that according to the Rosh Gilsa in the Rashba, there is a machlekeh between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yechanan. There is a machlekeh Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says he's only required to say Yalucho, and he's not required to say Nishmas. And Rabbi Yechanan says he's only required to say Nishmas, and he's not required to say Yalucho. But since we don't know whether the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda or the Halacha is Rabbi Yechanan, so the Chumre we say both. All right? The Chumre we can say both, but how can we say two broches the Chumre? So we broches the Chumre. So here, The explanation given by the Bach, it doesn't seem to be reasonable. If, according to our Gilsa in the Rashbam, so the explanation given by the Bach is very reasonable, because it's two separate Shvach Vidoyes. One Shvach Vidoye is the Shvach Vidoye of Hallel, the other Shvach Vidoye is the Shvach Vidoye, of Nishmas. So in Mele, they require two chsimes, but according to the Rosh Gilsa in the Rashbam, so according to Rav Yehuda, you only have to say Yalucho, and according to Rav Yechanan, you only have to say Nishmas. So we don't know whether Halacha is like Rav Yechanan or Rav, you have to say both, but how can we say Misofik to Broches, Sofik Broches is Lehok? So we have to say that now there are certain broches that Rishonim say are broches of Rishus. For example, Shechayon. Now we don't. Now according to the Gemara in Broches, so if you didn't see a good friend of yours for 30 days, you say Shechayon. If he's a good friend of yours. Now no one does it. No one does it. And I don't think that any Balaroye will advise people, I mean, to say the Broch of Shechayonu when they see after, when they, one did not see the other after 30 days. So we don't say it, and then you have to say Shechayonu and every Kele, every Beget. We don't say it. Why? So the reason as to why we're not Zoyer in saying these Broches, so Rishonim say that these Broches are Broches of Rishus. It's not Chayim. So there are certain Broches. I mentioned it only with Ardinia. There are certain broches that are only Rishus. So Mele, even according to the Rosh Gilsa in the Rashbam, that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yechanan as to whether one is mechuyev Pesach night to say Yalucho after Hallel, or is mechuyev to say Nishmas after Hallel, So too, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yude, so you only have to say Aluchot, you're not mechuyev to say Nishmas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're mechuyev to say Nishmas, you're not mechuyev to say Aluchot. But there is a Birkas Rishus, just as there is a Birkas Rishus of Shechayonu over Golim Chadoshim, Kevim Chadoshim, if you didn't see Chavei Reshtei Shinyei, so there is a Birkas Rishus of Nishmas, according to Rabbi Yude, and there is a Birkas Rishus of Yalulucho, according to Rabbi Yude. But the Machlekes between Rabbi Yude and Rabbi Yechanan is which one are you Mechuyev? Which one is a Broche Chiyuvis? So according to Rabbi Yude, the Broche Chiyuvis is Yalulucho, and Nishmas is only Rishus. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the Broche Chiyuvis is Nishmas Ishtabach, and Yalucho is only Birkas Rishus. But both agree that he is allowed to say the brachas. Why? Because there is a special mitzvah of Shvach Meidoye, Pesach night, so mele there is a brachas Rishus. According to both, according to Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yud. But the machlekes is, which one are you mechuyev? So Rashbam says, since we don't know how the halacha is, So we don't know which one is a broche chiyuvis and which one is not a broche chiyuvis. So we say both, and it doesn't involve a broche vatolo, because it's a birkas reshus, both are made that either one is l'chol apoches a birkas reshus. Alright, now, so this is what the Rashbam says. Kach nirabeh. Then, ton rabonon horekasim. Tona Rabbanon, Revi Geimer Olav Esale, Veimer Olav Halal. Alright. Al Shem Rei, Al Shem Amozim, Sheochlu, Tzorzo. So, the Teisves, Mai Birchas Ashiya, Rav Yude Oma Yaluch, Viko Mashvelo, Da Filu Bimokim, Shalei Noagu, Miborech, Acho, Vilei Pesach, Tzorich, Livorech, Di Noagu Pshitu. So, you see that he was bothered by the same kasha, by the same difficulty that bothered the Rashbam. And because of that, the Rashbam deduced that when Rabbi Yochanan says Nishmas Kol Chai, means Af Nishmas. Af Nishmas. So, Dil Yalucho, and that's the Hechrech by Rabbi Yochanan, from the Mishneh, that Birkas Hashir means not only Yalucho, but also Nishmas, because if it only meant Yalucho, so what? What kind of a chiddush is it? I mean, every time we say Hallel, so he has to say Yalucho. We come Ashmon, so this is what bothered the Rashbam, so the Israelis was also bothered by this. We come Ashmon, I feel the Mokim Shulim Nagu, the Borech Acho, but the Pesach told about, because Moche says, by how Kol Ashono, so Mokim Shulim Nagu, the Borech Acho, so we got Mokim shalu ino agul levorech ha'achor veinim levorech. But Pesach night, it doesn't depend upon mine. Ino agul pshit. Inam. So according to the first Lashon Teisves, so there is a special halacha in Pesach night that he has to be levorech ha'achor. Even if there is no minig regularly to be levorech ha'achor after Hallel, but Pesach night he has to. Inam. Da'afilu mokim shalu ino agul, hava mine da'afke biyomi. Avo b'layu itzok levorech kom ma'ash melor. So even Pesach night, he has to be Mivorech Acho. Masha'inkin, if it's Noagu, Shaloi Mivorech Acho, so even Pesach night he's in Mivorech Acho. Now, why should I say that even Be'afil Mokim Shenoagu, Hava Amine, Davke Biyomi, Havo Belailo, In Tzorich Mivorech? Why not? Why Monefshech? If it's Mokim Shenoagu Levorech, and he has to say Halal B'Layel. So Kol Yemes Hashono, there is no din of Halal at night, but Pesach night there is a din of Halal at night. So why shouldn't he say the Halal the way he says the Halal? Every time he says the Halal. Now, I mentioned several times, I mean the Shite of Rabbi Goyen, as to why we don't say the Brocho. We don't say the Brocho Lefoneo. The Brocho Lefoneo shouldn't say so, it's a Vono. We can say Halal, Nigner is Halal. Pesach night. So there are various reasons. Some Rishayim say that we do have to say a bracha, but the Rishayim who say we don't have to say a bracha, so mention different reasons. And Rabbi Goyen's reason is because the Hallel Pesach night is recited not with Teras Kriye, but is recited with Teras Shir. Now what's the Pshat Shire? Shire means, because of the Halacha, Chayev Odom, there is a Satz Mikuliyot in Yitzray. So in other words, so it's B'teras Idoi. Not just B'teras Shvach, but B'teras Idoi. So since it's B'teras Idoi, so you don't say about it. B'teras Idoi, it has to emanate from the heart. I mean, because Broche implies, in other words, you say it because an obligation was imposed upon you. But B'teras Shire, so it flows from your heart naturally. So you don't have to say a bracha. Well, I mean, this is what Rabbi Goyen says. Where B'teras Shire, it means B'teras Idoi. Because we recapitulate the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach night. So we have to act as if we were just delivered out of the bondage of Mitzrayim. So the Meile, that's B'teras Shire. So according to this, so it will follow that except for Pesach night, every time we say Hallel, so it's only B'teras Shvach, not B'teras Idoi. It's not B'teras Idoi. But Hallel, the essence of Hallel is Shvach B'Idoi. It's both. It's expressive of both. It's expressive of Shvach and Idoi. So, but the essence of Hallel is Shvach B'Idoi, not just Shvach. It's unreasonable to assume that Kol HaShono, so Hallel is only expressive of Shvach. And Pesach night, so Hallel is expressive of it all. After all, it's the same Hallel, the same words. So Monefsheh, if essentially Hallel Kol HaShono is expressive of Shvach, how could it on Pesach night be expressive of it all? So it's the same, the essence is the same. The essence of Hallel is the same, where the Kol HaShono, where it's only obligatory B'teras Kriya, and Pesach night, where it's obligatory B'teras Idoye, so it's the essence is the same. In other words, as far as the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Hallel is concerned, so the Kiyum HaMitzvah is a Kiyum not just of Shvach, but of Shvach and Idoye. It's a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Shvach and Idoye. Now, but there is a halacha, Pesach night, there is a halacha that is mechuyev to recapitulate the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, so what does it mean? Now, and that we say in Agot. B'chol day yom day, chai od yirasat yom yismayim, shemem avison yismash, man o avison. So, and then we say, v'icho hanach v'chayom yom leidis l'alu shabayach. And the Rambam, when he mentions, so he says, because בכל דו יבדי, פרק זין על החבון, בכל דו יבדי, חי ודם לארץ את עצמי, כי הוא בעצמי יוצאתו משיבות מצרים, שנאמר ויסון הוא היצי משו, ועל דו בזה ציווה הקודש ברוך הוא בתאירו, וזוכר את הכנס לגיסו, כלי מה, כי לאתו בעצמו חוי סבי יוצא לחיון המיבס, לפי חוק יש לסעיד אותו בלילה הזה, צורך לאחר ולישתי זו נסד הרחילוס. So the darb cases, which is a chiyu mid rabbon is based upon the deraisa of b'chol day over there chayodam diras esatz. So that means that when is there a chiyu to give idoy for yitzias mitzrayim only pesach night? And kol hashono there is no chiyu of giving idoy to pesach night. Why? Because b'chol day over there chayodam diras esatz because mitzrayim applies only to pesach night, but the Loshin is not b'chol day over day b'leil tesvov b'nissen chayev odom liris esasvias Mitzrayim. The Loshin is b'chol day over day chayev odom liris esasvias Mitzrayim. It doesn't say b'chol day over day b'leil tesvov b'nissen. B'chol day over day implies every day of the year. B'chol day over day. There isn't a moment in a Jew's life when he's not mechuyev to be liris esasvias. When he's not mechuyev. So the answer is in the name. The Pashtas Aloshin is of the Chodeo Deir Chayodom, the Vesas Asviyot Mitzrayim, doesn't mean only on Pesach night is Mechuyev to consider himself as if he experienced the Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But every moment of every day and of every night, so is Mechuyev to be made a Lakodesh Bocho for Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's a mitzvah midis. But as a mitzvah midis, of Bechodei Rodei Chai Rodom Dirich Sasviyot Mitzrayim, so it's a Chivas Alvoretz. It doesn't involve any external manifestation. It's a Chivas Alvoretz. Like Vahavta Shem Lekecho, and Vyorei Shem Lekecho. So there is another Chivas Alvoretz, a Mitzvot Midis. Every Chivas Alvoretz is a Mitzvot Midis. If it's not a Mitzvot Midis, then it's not a Chivas Alvoretz, you see. So this too, b'chol day over day, chayvodim dinas zatzus mischayim to mitzvah midis, echeves alvoves. But Pesach night, there is a certain chiyuv of that emanates from the echeves alvoves, a certain type of an external manifestation. So the external manifestation of b'chol day over day, chayvodim dinas zatzme, that's peculiar to Pesach night. But as far as the Chivas Alvoves is concerned, of the Chivas Alvoves of the whole day over there, that is Neik Tomid. But Kol Ashono, you're not Mechuyev to verbalize anything, to say anything, to do anything. Just in your heart, you have to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your tears Mitzrayim. Because day over there, Chayim Yosef Mitzrayim. No external manifestations, no verbalization, nothing. Just in your heart, like Havas Hashem. Like Yiras Hashem. But on Pesach night, there is an element of external manifestations of Bechol Dei Avadeya. That's why the Lashon HaRambam is, you see, Bechol Dei Avadeya, how do we say in the Haggadah? Bechol Dei Avadeya, Chai Vodom Liris Es Atzmei. The Rambam says, Bechol Dei Avadeya, Chai Vodom Leharis Es Atzmei. In other words, as far as Liris Es Atzmei is concerned, the Chivis Alvavis, Liris Es Atzmei, that's only Chivis Alvavis. That's all. No external manifestation. Haris Satzmei is expressive of external manifestations. He has to be Maris Satzmei. How is he Maris Satzmei? By Lefichoch, Anach Mechayovim, Lehidi Yisul Halal. What do you mean Lefichoch, Anach Mechayovim, Lehidi Yisul Halal, Shabeyach, Lufoye, Olheimim, Lufoye, Lehalel? Doesn't mean Kol Hashono. Lefichoch, Anach Mechayovim, Lehalel, Lufoye, Lehimim, Lufoye, Lehshabeyach, Lufoye, Lehimim. That means Pesach night. Because we have to verbalize it. But Kol Hashono, we are mechuyev to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch in our heart. But there is no element of external manifestation. That's why the Rambam says, B'chol Dei Avodeya, Chai Vodom, Leharis Es Atzmei. Leharis Es Atzmei. So actually, you see, Hallel, essentially, is Shvach Veidoy. Shvach Veidoy. Hallel essentially is Shvach Veidoy. And Shvach V'idoye for what? For Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shvach V'idoye for Yitzias Mitzrayim. When the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos discusses Hallel, so he says, Lehidis uLehalel LeShabeach Lehidis uLehalel. I don't remember the Lashon of the Rambam verbatim, but he says in substance, Lehidis and LeShabeach Al Shehitzu Yisrael Mitzrayim V'Korban Esayom V'Otzol Esanisim. So Hallel essentially is Shvach Veidoy for Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Kriyas Yamsuf is also, I mean, Kriyas Yamsuf wouldn't have any meaning without Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Kriyas Yamsuf is also part and parcel of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim does not consist only in the act of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Many other important events are a result of and the Hemshach of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Matan Torah is the Hemshach of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ami Matan Torah Be'har Sinai is the Hemshach of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf is the Hemshach of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And all the Nisim, I mean, when one says that Yeshua Omrei, one says Dveiro Uborok Omrei, but the question is, how can Yeshua say it when the Rabban says that Hallel is essentially Shvach V'idoye for Yitzias Mitzrayim? So how could it be recited over the Nes that overtook the Jews in the time of Yeshua, over the Nes that overtook the Jews in the time of Dveiro, over the Nes that overtook the Jews in the time of Chizkiyo, Adam Nisim, the Mapor Sancheiret, What has it to do with Yitzchus Mitzrayim? The answer is, it has to do with Yitzchus Mitzrayim. All these nisim occurred as a hemshach of Yitzchus Mitzrayim. If not for Yitzchus Mitzrayim, all these nisim wouldn't have occurred if not for Yitzchus Mitzrayim. So in other words, when there is a special occasion, a special occasion of Yeshua and of nisim, so we have to give shvach v'idoye. To give shvach v'idoye for Yitzchus Mitzrayim. And as the Chibes Alvove is, so Hidoye for Yitzchus Mitzrayim is a mitzvah gmidis, as the Chibes Alvove is. But Haris has atzmei, external manifestations, that we don't have. So, but only Pesach night. So there is a halacha of the Haris has atzmei. It's Melech HaChomim, Omnisake, in other cases, Seve. Also, Midrabonon is external manifestations. But the verbal hidoye, that's midraise. The chiyuv of verbal hidoye, that's midraise. That's midraise. And that is only Pesach night, the chiyuv of verbal hidoye. But as hidoye bileh, that's a mitzvah midis. Like Abbas Hashem and Diras Hashem. As a matter of fact, now, when I say that both, let's say Yishtabach is a broche of Pesukei Dezimre. So you have Boruch Shalmar Lifnel, and you have Yishtabach Lacher. So what is Pesukei Dezimre? Pesukei Dezimre is also Shvach Vidoy. Pesukei Dezimre is also Shvach Vidoy. But Shvach Vidoy. And then we have two broches. Two broches. Boruch Shalmar and Yishtabach. And Yishtabach. And Yishtabach is not only expressive of Shvach, broches Vidoy is not only of Vidoy too. And don't we say, I mean, in all the Pesukei Dezimre, aren't there Pesukim of Vidoye, not only of Shvach? Of course we have. So, this kind of Shvach Vidoye, see, the Shvach Vidoye of Hallel, is Shvach Vidoye primarily for Yitzchus Mitzrayim. Nothing else. It has no relevance to Shvach Vidoye that is over something other than Yitzchus Mitzrayim. It has no relevance. It has no relevance. Only Yitzchus Mitzrayim. Masha'im came the Shvach V'idoye of the Pesukei Dezimre and the Broches of Lifoneo, Lachreo, Boruch Shomar, and Yishtabach. So primarily the Shvach V'idoye is for other Yeshuas, general Yeshuas that are universal for all human beings. Pamose and Rifuye, I mean, and all these things. But Jews mention Yitzchus Mitzrayim also, but it's not limited to Yitzchus Mitzrayim. You see, Hallel, the Shvach V'idoye of Hallel is limited to Yitzchus Mitzrayim. And even if we recite it over another Yeshua, let's say like the Nes that overtook the Jews at the time of Yeshua, like the Nes that overtook the Jews in the time of Leiro, or the time of Chizkiyahu, it revolves around Yitzchus Mitzrayim. Because all these nisim are hemsheichim, are results or an unfolding of Yitzchus Mitzrayim. But it revolves around Yitzchus Mitzrayim, so it's Shvach V'idoye over Yitzchus Mitzrayim. But the Shvach V'idoye of Boruch Shomar, the Pesukei Dezimre, the Yishtabach, the general Shvach V'idoye. A goy could also say it, but he doesn't say it, but he could say it. And if he says it, it's a very nice thing of a goy when he says it, or shvach vidoye, because he generally doye to the Rebbeinu Shalom for providing, for accommodating men with all the needs. But we mention Yitzchus Mitzrayim too. But it's not limited to Yitzchus Mitzrayim. It's not limited to Mitzrayim, and you'll see it. Now you will see that the Pesukei Dezimre. The Pesukei Dezimre b'mei sacher and the Pesukei Dezimre Shabbos and Yom Tov are different. So you would say, all right, they are different because it's Shabbos. So that is explanatory, you see, of the extra Pesukei Dezimre of let's say of Mizneh Shelim Shabbos. So you understand? You cannot say Mizneh Shelim Shabbos b'mei sacher. Shabbos you can say it has relevance, but mei sacher it has no relevance. But how about Nishmas? Why is it that Nishmas that is recited together with the Pesukei Dezimre, It's not Psukim of Kisvei HaKedesh, but it's recited together with Psukim Zimre. Why is it recited together with Psukim Zimre? Why? Because they partake of the same nature of Shvach Vidoy. Shvach Vidoy, is that peculiar to Shabbos? Does Nishmas mention anything about Shabbos? Nishmas doesn't mention anything about Shabbos. But Nishmas, you see, Nishmas emphasizes the element of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nishmas. It emphasizes the element of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Pesach Eil, we also mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mention, even the Pesukim Zimra we mention, but we mention it very briefly. Because that was the Takonis Chachon. In other words, since we have to give Shvach Vidoye in the Pesukim Zimra, general Shvach Vidoye, for general chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chasodim that are universal to all men, Jews included. So the Melee Jews cannot avoid mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. I mean, a Jew, even when he gives general idoyeh for the general chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cannot for a moment forget that besides being a human being, he's also a Jew. So that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in the Shvach Vidoyeh. Briefly, it's mentioned in the Shvach Vidoyeh, in the general Shvach Vidoyeh of the Pesukim Zimra. Even though, essentially, the Shvach Vidoyeh that is expressed in the Pesukim Zimra and in the Broches is general Shvach Vidoyeh for the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not it's here. I mean that are universal and common for all men. Parnosa, Rifui, I mean everything. The way the Ribbono Shel Olam accommodates all men with all the needs. But since he gives Shvach Vidoyeh in the Pesukim Zimra, in the Broches of Pesukim Zimra, gives general Shvach Vidoyeh for the general Chasodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are universal, so he has to mention it's just time too. But primarily, the Pesukim Zimra and the Broches of Pesukim Zimra are expressive of general Shvach Vidoyeh, not the peculiar, the unique Shvach Vidoyeh for Yetzias Mitzrayim that is peculiar to Jews, not to Goyim, not to other human beings. But on Shabbos, so the Nishmas emphasizes Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yirufinu molishir kayom, ushimeret shenil rino kamin galov, and so on. In anachnu maspikim lehiris lochadishim lakeno kamisenu, So together, I mean, but in conjunction with Yetzias Mitzrayim. In conjunction with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Only on Shabbos. Why is that? Why is insofar as the Shvach Vidoyeh that is recited every day is concerned, why should there be a special emphasis on Yetzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Why should there be a special emphasis? As a matter of fact, there are many, even though, I mean, some historians, I mean, have different theories, but there are many Rishenim who say that the Nishmas was enacted by the Anshei Knesset HaMe'ir. The Miri, I think, says that the Nishmas was enacted by the Anshei Knesset HaMe'ir. I mean, we don't know, it's not mentioned in Chazal. I mean, Nishmas. But the Miri says that the Nishmas was enacted by the Anshei Knesset HaMe'ir. And the whole Nishmas emphasizes the Yetzias Mitzrayim in the midst of the Pesukim Zimra. And only. So, now, in the Anshei Knesset HaMe'ir, or Misaken Nishmas, because they felt that Yetzias Mitzrayim must be emphasized even in conjunction with the general Shvach Vidoyeh for the general Chasodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why won't they be stuck in that? For every day, why after Shabbos and Yom Tov? So I think that this has to do with the Gemara we learned last time, Omar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Vitzor Sheyazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddushayeh. So Rashi says here, he says, so she asked Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddushayeh, Bein B'Keis, Bein B'Tfilo Shel Shabbos. So in other words, so that means And he says, "Bitvile shel Shabbos, b'gzira shel Pesach, u'bishom yadim b'matzino l'Pesach." So two levels. One is b'matzino. So explain it last time. B'matzino means that b'shom yadim, which is completely based on Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it's b'matzino. So it's mamash the same halacha. And but Shabbos is based upon Chiddush Ha'Eilo, by separations. Not Yitzias Mitzrayim, but there is a connection with Yitzias Mitzrayim also. So that's big zero shot. That's the shot. So we see from this Rashi that there is a special emphasis of Yitzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos and Yom. He mentions that. He mentions that not only in connection with Kiddush, in connection with Tvilatu. In connection with Tvilatu. So it doesn't have to be in the midst. I mean, that would be in line with the Mishneh Berurah's explanation of the Mishneh Berurah's explanation of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that we are Yetze, even though we don't say Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Tefillah, but before the Shemoneh Esrei we say. So the question is, but, so it's not in the Tefillah. But insofar, if it had been, if the Tefillah Shel Shabbos had been based upon the same pasuk as the Tefillah every day of Vavadis Shem Alekechem, Ulovdo, Avidish Abelev, so then the Yetzias Mitzrayim would have to be in the midst of the Tefillah. But there is a special halacha of Tefillah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, of Mikro Kedesh, as Rashi mentions. Kacheu b'machal b'mishte, b'ksus nikio v'tefillah. So in other words, so there is a halacha. So what does Tefillah mean? Tefillah means that we have to mention the Kedushas Hayeid. So it doesn't have to be in the same Shemoneh Esrei, in the same Shemoneh Esrei as the broche of Kedushas Hayeid. As long as on Shabbos, so we mention Kedushas Hayeid, and we also emphasize, mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we become that mitzvah. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why, since there is a halacha of a special halacha of emphasizing Yetzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and according to Rashi, it's not only peculiar to Kiddush. It's not only peculiar to Kiddush. It means to Tefillah too. It has reference to Tefillah too. And the Tefillah, not the Tefillah of Avinu Shebelev, but the Tefillah of Mikro Kedesh, of Kacheyu B'Tefillah. So Mimele, so that mitzvah of Kacheyu B'Tefillah can be fulfilled if he mentions Kiddush Hayeim, Kiddushas Hayeim, in the Broch of Kiddushas Hayeim of the Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos, and Yetzias Mitzrayim, he discusses Yetzias Mitzrayim in Nishmas. Or, I mean, the Magen Avraham doesn't mention Nishmas, the Magen Avraham mentions the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the Broches of Kirishme, doesn't make any difference. But that's the reason as to why the Chachomim or Misake, Nishmas, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because there is a special halacha of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos and Yom Tov. Alright, so Mimele, that's why, So that's why we have now. Why do we have two broches? Because we have two broches because Pesach night. So we have to give. So one broche. Let's say according to the Rashbam. So one broche is the broche of Hallel, the Shvach Lidoy of Hallel. So that requires a chsime, like just as it requires a chsime every other. Every other time when we say Hallel, and then Birkas Hashir, that's the Shvach V'Idoye, the general Shvach V'Idoye. But even the general Shvach V'Idoye must be coupled with Shvach V'Idoye for Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's exactly the reason as to why in Nishmas we emphasize Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we require two broches. Now, I started to say that in connection to Tesis. So Tesis says, Ina amed afilu mokim shenoagu hava mine dafke b'yomi. So now the question arose, why should we say that Balailo in Tzorch Levorech even be Mokim Shinoagu? But since Balailo Pesach night, you have to say Hallel. So it's Mistabler. I mean, how could there be another Salkataito? So it's Mistabler, so it's a double portion that for whatever reason you have to say Hallel Pesach night, even though any other day of the year there is no Hallel at night, there is only Hallel in the day. But the fact is that you Pesach night, you have to say Hallel. So, and so why shouldn't you be required to say it in the same way as you say it when you say it every other time? So if it's Mokim Shenu'agu, Mivorech Achov, so it be Mivorech Achov, so it should be Mivorech Achov even Pesach night. Even Pesach night. A few of Mokim Shenu'agu have a mine davke biyomim, have a belaylo in tzoku v'okmashu. So that has to be explained in accordance with the Shittah. That has to be explained in accordance with the Shite of the Rabbi Goyim. That Pesach night, the Hallel is with Yerashire. Now, how will we explain that? Now, what does it mean? So that means, now we are saying that Hallel essentially is Shvach Vidoyen, not just Shvach. So why does Rabbi Goyim distinguish between Hallel with Yerashire and Hallel with Yerashire? The answer is this, you see. Every time we have to say Hallel. So in the Kiyuma mitzvah, it's a Kiyum of Shvach V'idoyim. But the Mechayev of Hallel is only B'tira Shvach. That's B'tira Skrayim. There is no Chiyuv of verbal Hidoyim. There is a Chiyuv, a Chiyuv Salvobes of a mitzvah midis, to believe, to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Yetzias Mitzrayim every moment of our lives. But there is no chiyuv of verb lidoy. Pesach night, there is a chiyuv of verb lidoy. So, the mechayev, so that means, where with how b'teras kriya means that the mechayev is b'teras kriya. The chiyuv is b'teras shvach. But when you say Hallel, even though you're not Mechuyev, even though the Mechayev is not Miteras Doye, is not Miteras verbally Doye, but when you say Hallel, so then you are Mikayim a mitzvah, you are Mikayim a mitzvah of Shvach V'idoye. But the Chiyuv is because of Shvach. The Mechayev is not Idoye. Mashayim ki Pesach Nait, so the Mechayev is verbally Doye. That's why Rabbi Goyen says, that it's b'tir Ashir. And Teisa says here, "Dafil b'mokim shenoagu, hava mine davke b'yomim." Avu b'laylo itzok l'borach, for the same reason that there is no brocha l'fonero by Hallel, Pesach night. So Rabbi Goyen says, why not? Because it's b'tir Ashir. So I could say that even b'mokim shenoagu, b'borach achov, so since it's b'tir Ashir, so mimele there is no brocha. So komash lo yes. Why? Because there is a difference. The broche lifonero, that's a broche of shumtis of itzivonu. But the broche lachero is a different kind of a broche. It's not the birkas hamitzvah of the general pattern of shumtis of itzivonu. So mele, even though he's with Yerashire, so if it's not agol v'orech, so he has to be mevorech. He has to be mevorech. Now, Rabbi Yechonon omar, next stage is, Rabbi Yechonon omar, nishmas kochai. Nira hoche perushi. Af nishmas kol chai. Acha yao lucho. Dilitei mehoche. Anan kimai abino. Vikeirei nishmas kol chai. Birkas ashiya. Lifi shebesha boseis. Emri meisei. Acha pshukirizim. Rabbi Chaim keien. Lo yocheitzim bi yao lucho. Ki im bi nishmas levadei. Mishum dilishne di birkas ashiya. Mash machode broche. So Rabbi Chaim keien. Is chili kan rashba. And Rabbi Chaim keien. Rabbi Nechaim Keyen says that there is only one chesimah. There is only one chesimah. Even though Rabbi Nechaim Keyen agrees with the shita of the Rashbam and the shita of Teisves, the first lashon. In other words, that when Rabbi Yechonon says nishmas kol chai, so it means af nishmas kol chai. But there is only one chesimah. There is only one chesimah. Why? Bishum delishne the birkas hashir mash bechol debroche. So it's not. He's not even arguing on the basis of svara. In other words, the Agishenim, Wal Masik and the Rashbam, on the basis of Svarim. How could he say two chsimets? So one chsime will be Brachal Atoy. So the Bach says it's not Brachal Atoy, because they represent different Shvach Vidoyes, different Broches. One is Hallel, there's the Shvach Vidoye of Hallel, and the other is the Shvach Vidoye of Sukkot Zimre, of Birkas Hashir. So, this is how the Bach explains it. So Rabbi Nechaim Keyen agrees with the Svore, with the longness of the Bach. In other words, so Mitzat Svore, he couldn't argue against the Rashba. But he's just Midaik from the Loshi. He says Mishum di lishne di birkas hashir mash b'chodekor. That's all. So in other words, there is one brache. But he agrees that halal and birkas hashir represent different shvach vidoyes. One shvach vidoye revolves completely and exclusively around the Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the shvach vidoye of halal. And even when it is recited over another ness, so it is also because the other ness is an unfolding and the result, a hemshech of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it couldn't be recited over a ness that has no connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim. That has no connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim. It couldn't be recited. As a matter of fact, you know, when Europe was liberated, you know, from the Nazis, so the war Rabbonim, who at that time felt that they should give a bimisake to say halal without a brach. They want a number of Rabbonim. But it was decided that they shouldn't say halal. So other reasons were mentioned, there's inim halal neshebechutz loretz and so on. But there is another reason as to why you couldn't say halal. You couldn't say halal, I mean, even without a brach, it would have no meaning. I mean, there is no isa. If you say halal when all of mankind is liberated from the Nazis, so that's not even halal b'chol yeh. So it certainly wouldn't involve an isa. But just to say halal when there is no kima mitzvah, it doesn't make sense. Because halal, when can there be a kima mitzvah if the Nes, the Yeshua, that overtook the Jews has a connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim? So it's only a Yeshua that is peculiar to Jews. So then it can have a connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because if not for Yetzias Mitzrayim, I mean, this wouldn't take place. But the relief from Hitler, Yimach Shmei, and the Nazis, so even if it had been a complete relief from the Nazis, unfortunately, it didn't turn out to be a complete relief from the Nazis. But even if it had been, it has no connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if it has no connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course we have to be mishabeach and to be made at HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. But Hallel has no relevance. Hallel, the Shvach V'Yidoye of Hallel, as the Ramban points out, revolves completely and exclusively over the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why do we say that Shavuos was not Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shavuos was Matan Torah? The answer is, B'Yitzeach HaSom Mitzrayim Tavdes L'kim HaOr HaZeh. So when you say Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah is included, everything is included. And all the Nisim that are peculiar to Jews are a Hemshach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if they do not have a Hemshach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then it couldn't be peculiar to Jews. In order to be peculiar, in order that the Nes should be peculiar to Jews, so then it must be. It must take place as a Hemshach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Otherwise, it cannot even be conceived. So maybe it doesn't make sense. There couldn't be any Kima Mitzvah of Shvach Vidoye to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for the Yeshua that overtook all the Jews and all of men with the liberation from the Nazis. Because that's a different Shvach Vidoye. Two different Shvach Vidoye. The Shvach Vidoye of the Tzuken Zimre and of Nishmas, that's a Shvach Vidoye for the general Chasod Makodis Bo. The general Chasod Makodis Bo. So even if they don't have any connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's still a Kima Mitzvah of Shvach Vidoye. So Rav Nechaim Keren agrees with the longness of the Bach, but he is midai from the Roshin, since he says Birkas Hashir, Mashmachot Ebroche. So for the questioner, since he agrees with the longness of the Bach, that there are two separate Shvach Vidoyes, the Shvach Vidoye of Halal is a Shvach Vidoye that revolves around Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it has no relevance to anything else. And if it has relevance to anything else, it's only because that something else is a Hemshach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Otherwise, it has no relevance. And then the Shvach Vidoye of Nishmas. Even though Nishmas, we also emphasize Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that's the general Shvach Vidoye. That's the general Shvach Vidoye.